A declaration for Jennifer Lowry, Jennifer Lowry, date of birth 11/28/1968. Date of accident is 2/13/2025. A patient was as a chief comp. Okay, so this is a continuation of the dictation from 0720-006. Dictation for this particular visit on 7/11/2025, the date of service. And so initial presenting illness is already dictated. Physical examination is the next. 57-year-old African-American female, height 5'5", weight 240, temperature 96.1, blood pressure 111/71, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. So 57-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No overt anxiety or lethargy. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with little limping due to the pain in the right knee. Otherwise, she is oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Rest of the exam, which includes the neurological musculature, are all normal. Musculoskeletal inspection, palpation normal, no spine tenderness noticed, no hypertonicity, no paravertebral muscle spasm. In the range of motion, cervical spine 40 is the forward flexion, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 20. Rest of the maneuvers are checked to identify reproduce the pain. In neck, cervical spine was completely negative, and so was the Hoffman Lerman test is negative, distraction test is negative, toto heart test is negative, thoracic spine Roos test, lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. CLR positive. Bregar test negative. Kemp test negative. And Budzinski sign negative. SI joints are completely normal. No tenderness notice. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is negative. And so are the fiber test and Gosselin test. In the extremities, on the right knee is reportedly in pain and is examined separately. Rest of the extremities are normal. Please use the template. Examination of the right knee joint. There is a peripatellar tenderness, but no tenderness of the medial and lateral collateral ligaments is noticed. No erythema, scars, range of motions are normal. No grinding noise, no crepitus or flexion from full extension is 135 degrees. Slight pain on walking. The anterior posterior drawer sign is positive. A patellar apprehension test is positive. McMurray Steinman is negative and valgus varus abnormal is absent. Please check the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. The plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered to have a physical therapy to continue. And for the neck and the lower back and the right knee pain, 3 times a week, traction and massage. Patient is ordered light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit, and some transportation help. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Non pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Psychiatry referral is yes. Fitness club is yes. The medications were not provided. Available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Medical records, none. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attendant care, none. Case worker, none. Investigations, none for this time. DM, this patient has a knee brace for herself and a back brace. Education is yes. And follow-up visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.